Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the African Folktales podcast. I am Makafui, a researcher with a passion for folktales and their origins. In this episode, we delve into a story from the Bono people of Ghana titled The Contest of Riddles. There was once a king who had only one child, a daughter. When she was still a little girl, she told her father that she wanted to marry a man who was wise in the knowledge of riddles. When she became old enough to choose a husband, her father called the chiefs of all the Bono cantons before him to find a man who would pass her test. Before they went to court, each chief called the men of his village together and had them teach him all the riddles they knew. But when the chiefs arrived at the house of the king, and each recited all his riddles for the princess, she wouldn't accept any of them. Some months later, two young men of a distant village decided to try their luck with the king's daughter. The journey to the court was long, so they took a youth with them to carry their belongings. When they arrived at court, the daughter of the king said that they must wait 3 days, and then on the fourth day, she would accept one of them in marriage. The first day, she made fufu for them, the cassava dough that is the staple of life. In the center of the ball of dough, she put a red kola nut. When the two men found the kola, they threw it away. But their serving youth recovered and kept it. On the second day and the third, she again put a red kola nut in the center of the dough. And each time, the two men threw the kola away and the youth recovered it. On the fourth day, the king's daughter once more prepared fufu for the men, but this time she put a small cotton ball in the center of it. When the two men found the cotton ball, they discarded it as they had the kola, but the youth saved it as he had saved the kola. When the men finally came before the girl, the first of them recounted all the riddles he knew. But when he had finished, the king's daughter said, "I cannot marry you." Then the second man recounted all the riddles he knew. But when he had finished, the girl said, "I cannot marry you." The youth, who had stood silent all this time, then asked to speak. The two men refused to give him permission, but the king's daughter commanded that he have his chance too. The youth stepped forward and said, "I have very little to say, and so I will not take much of your time." The first day of our arrival, the king's daughter put a red kola nut in the middle of the fufu. On the second and third days, she did the same thing, but on the fourth day, she put in a cotton ball. Now I say that on the first 3 days, she was menstruating, but that on the fourth day, she had finished. The king's daughter responded that the youth was indeed wise and that she would marry him. The other men were jealous and announced they were going to leave, and the youth must come with them to carry their things. The king's daughter replied that they must all stay one more day so that she and the young man could get married, and they agreed. As soon as the marriage was completed, the three men set out for their own village. Along the way, the first man said, "We must kill the youth." The second man said, "No, we cannot, but let us take him back to the village and give him to his parents." After some argument, they finally agreed to tie the youth to a tree and abandon him. And so they did. Bound up though he was, the boy did not cry, but waited. After some time, a vendor of kola came by. The youth said to him, "Go to the daughter of the king, my wife, and say to her, 'Untie this kola and guard it, or it will surely rot.'" When the vendor had done so, the girl, without saying a word, ran to her father and asked him to give her 2 horses. "My husband is tied to a tree, and if I do not go and free him, he will surely die." And so she rode off and rescued him. From then, they lived happily. Now, listeners, which of the two, the youth or the king's daughter, was wiser in the knowledge of riddles? Proverb of the week: "The moon moves slowly, but it crosses the town." An Akan proverb. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. You can follow me on Twitter at AFolktales to share your thoughts on who was wiser in the knowledge of riddles. Miaka Dogo.